local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Clear skin and radar right now, but some rain in the mix over the next couple of days. Dr. Bill has details coming up. First, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still there. Airport to West I-65 Service Road South. As traffic flow looks great so far from Dolphin, Spring Hill, Moffitt, 65, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. No delays along Highway 90, and it's a good ride still across the Bayway and the Causeway. At Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile, this week you'll receive a five-day trip to the Caribbean for two. Fill out an application, bring in your deposit, and receive your gift after closing on your new home. You can pre-qualify at MobileHomeCenter.com. MS. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. There's a slight chance of a shower with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, a slight chance of an evening shower, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered showers with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 707, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad you're along. Dr. Bill's on the way with our weekend weather scale. Also, will it be Sox and Dodgers? Dalton will talk a bit about that in sports. And, of course, the upcoming football game tomorrow, Alabama and Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, they do play tomorrow. That's right.
Get into that. Speaking of the state of Alabama, Alabama gubernatorial challenger Walt Maddox is asking Governor Kay Ivey, who, by the way, Kay Ivey in town right now at an event. We'll talk about that later on today. KIV asked her to release more information on her 2015 hospitalization, including if her office told the state trooper accompanying her to keep it secret. Now, this is the, I guess, the October surprise from the Walt Maddox campaign. Maddox said in a press conference yesterday, the issue is not the governor's health, of course. It's if there was a cover-up of this. Maddox said voters need to know if they can be trusted. So Governor Ivey disputing the allegations by the former law enforcement secretary, Spencer Collier. Collier says a trooper said an Ivey staffer directed him not to tell his bosses. Collier said Ivey asked to have the trooper reassigned. Collier says the trooper reported she had a mini stroke. Governor Ivey says she had altitude sickness, if you remember this whole thing from out of Colorado. Ivey's campaign said Maddox is pushing the last second lies, end quote, because he is trailing. And he is trailing in the polls. We'll talk more about that coming up. Now, headlines with Kelly. A bomb threat phoned in earlier this week.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The investigation continues right now into who called in a bomb threat to USA Medical Hospital in Midtown Mobile. Mobile Police Department, they confirmed the terroristic threat was made against the hospital on Wednesday just after 2:30 p.m. from an unknown caller. Law enforcement says that the threat was made in reference to a bomb at the hospital. K-9 units plus the police department all searched the grounds of the hospital. Good news is that no suspicious items nor explosives were found. But at this hour, this investigation is ongoing into who made that phone call. We have more information on the Mobile mom charged with inciting a riot after police say 40-year-old Danielle Campbell drove her children to Land People Stadium here in Mobile to encourage a group of teenagers to get into a fight. That fight quickly turned into a brawl, and Campbell and her own son were shot, all this happening earlier this month. Campbell was shot in the hip while her 15-year-old son was shot in the knee. Police Chief Lawrence Batiste responding to the situation at a press conference on Wednesday, while he had a message for parents, saying, quote, if you are a parent and you engage in this type of behavior, even if you are the victim, if you happen to be the victim in the process, if we can prove you acted recklessly, we are going to look to press charges against you as well. He goes on to say, we expect more from our parents. We're asking they embrace their roles as parents, protect their children, because this was senseless and reckless, and we have to do better in this community. Chief Batiste also said that charges against Campbell could increase as this investigation continues at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. One of the big questions here, as we are just a couple weeks out from the midterms, what will be the results, the national results of the midterm elections? Love for you to vote online. Tell us what you think. Do the Republicans hold the House and the Senate? Do they lose one of the bodies? Do the Democrats pick them up both? You can vote online in the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Of course, speaking of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, my buddy Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, getting your honey-do list crossed off all at one time. And seriously, if you have family coming in for the holidays, you're planning on entertaining friends, whatever it is, and you had a guest room. You did have a guest room, but that is the... It starts off with piling things on the bed and then around the bed. I mean, I hadn't been to your house, but I'm just guessing because I'm a human being. And I've seen this before. And then you start to have more boxes. You don't know what to do. I'll get to that later. You put it in that room. You got junk. You got stuff you don't need, but you have a guest room somewhere underneath all that junk. Get the junk gone and get it done today. As easily as making an appointment by picking up the phone and calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK or going online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. 712 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check News 5 right now.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Some AT&T customers may not be able to use their landline phone to call 911 this morning. An outage has been reported in the Cantonment area. Cell phones are not affected by the outage. Visitation is tonight for a beloved Faith Academy employee killed in a hit-and-run crash earlier this week. The wake for Charlotte Skoda is from 5 to 8 this evening at Life Church, located right across from Faith Academy. The funeral is also at Life Church. It begins tomorrow morning at 10. The man who police say hit and killed Skoda remains hospitalized this morning. Once released, Bailey Hobson will be booked into Mobile Metro Jail. It's time for Greek Fest in downtown Mobile. The festival runs through tomorrow at Annunciation Greek Church on South Ann Street. Admission is $5. A weekend pass is $12. And happening tomorrow, your chance to be on the CBS reality show Survivor. The casting call at OWA and Foley begins at 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Cigar lovers of the Gulf Coast, Havana Rays Cigar Shop and Lounge has a marathon of a week for you. As we celebrate the grand opening, great events will be held daily beginning Thursday night at 6 through Sunday. Havana Rays will have special pricing on cigars and beverages, swag giveaways, craft beer and liquor tastings, live music, and as always, Daddy Ray's famous free Cuban cuisine. Football will be on all 6 TVs, plus more tastings and great deals all weekend long. Make your weekend destination Havana Rays Cigar Shop and Lounge, 2351 Airport Boulevard. Check out the full schedule of events at HavanaRays.com.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Auburn. Into Whitlow. Booby up the middle. Booby scores.
Ole Miss.
Auburn pins its ears back and he's dropped.
The Tigers try to ground the Rebels' air raid in Oxford.
Sittip steps back to throw on first down. He'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man, Schwartz. Touchdown.
Coverage begins at 8 a.m. tomorrow on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
7:15, FM Talk 106.5, and time for Auburn Sports Today with the news from the Plains, brought to you by Papa Murphy's.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Well, another weekend of Auburn athletics is here. It begins with a top-ranked equestrian team hosting number 5 Oklahoma State. That's at 3 today. At 6:30 tonight, volleyball is at Missouri. Tomorrow morning, Coach Gary Taylor leads the women's swimming and diving squads in a dual meet against Florida Gulf Coast.
Really proud of the women and who they are and how they've responded, and really looking forward to leading them into my first meet against outside competition as the Auburn head coach.
That dual meet starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. Now, this from Alpha Insurance.
The 4.
Finding a good song can be tricky, but finding affordable life insurance to fit your needs shouldn't be. From kids to retirees, Alpha offers a variety of life insurance products that can be used to cover debt, education costs, or other expenses. There's even a policy that gives you money back if you don't file a claim. Let Alpha design a plan that fits your needs and your budget. Find your local agent online at alphainsurance.com.
We're on the air at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning from Oxford as Gus Malzahn's Auburn football team looks for their fifth victory of the season.
Our guys are playing their guts out. You know, we've been in every game, and for whatever reason, we've not either seized the moment or made the play when we need to make the play. And so our guys are playing extremely hard. They're competitive. I'm proud of our team for that. And we just need to figure out a way to take that next step to make the plays and seize the moment when we have an opportunity.
Kickoff with Ole Miss just after 11 a.m. tomorrow. Until Monday, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. There's a slight chance of a shower with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, a slight chance of an evening shower, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered showers with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along, with free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one's going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one is going to give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app and your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the next radio app today. Next Radio, live and local wherever you go.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, traffic starting to build near Cottage Hill, Government, Airport, and 65. We've got an accident now at 90 and Hamilton Boulevard, also in Grand Bay. State troopers are there at 188 McGehee Road, traffic building for the Eastern Shore, but no other accidents there. Market on the Square's back again tomorrow and every Saturday through November 17th, running from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. They'll have artists and musicians performing as well. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5. A full look at our weekend weather coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Plus, we'll talk to Alec Naiman, find out what's cooking at 7:50. And, oh, yeah, you've been waiting for it. It's Football Friday with Phil Savage at 8:05. Now let's check headlines and stories about dirty birds. No, not about the Falcons.
Oh, it's cool.
Chickens here. Here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Military Times is releasing a new poll on President Donald Trump and his approval rating. Now, those numbers, they have slipped since Mr. Trump took office 2 years ago, but troops overwhelmingly support Trump's handling of military issues over that of former President Barack Obama. More than 60% say they believe the military is in better shape now than under President Obama, and nearly the same number have a favorable view of Mr. Trump's handling of the military. The poll also shows that overall Mr. Trump's approval rating was 43.8%. That's down from 46.1% in 2016. As for his disapproval rating, that was 43.1%. Those numbers are up from 37% 2 years ago. Now, only 13% believe the military was in better shape under President Obama than Trump. Mr. Trump's approval rating was highest among members of the U.S. Marine Corps, with almost 66% saying that they have either a favorable or very favorable view of our president. The Navy, those numbers are 49%. Air Force, 36.4%. The Army, 38.1% when it comes to their approval rating of the president. A health alert in effect and Salmonella back in the news. The Centers for Disease Control is investigating an outbreak of drug-resistant Salmonella linked to raw chicken products, which have sickened 92 people in 29 states, and that includes one person here in Alabama. 21 people have been hospitalized in the outbreak. Good news, though, no deaths have been reported. The source of the outbreak has not been identified, and cases involve various types of raw chicken products. Testing shows the particular Salmonella strain is resistant to multiple antibiotics typically used to treat people with severe cases of the infection. The CDC says this investigation into the supplier or the source of the tainted meat is ongoing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
All right, 722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Let's check in with my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about inventory, talk about financing, and talk about hugs. That's something we don't talk about. You're getting, I'm looking at your Facebook page, and y'all were getting hugs yesterday from one of your customers.
Absolutely. You know, talking about inventory, we got, I'll tell you, one of the best selections we've ever had. We're, you know, we've joked in the past about double-decking a lot. We're getting close. But the financing is just, you know, we got unparalleled financing, and we had a really good success story yesterday on our Facebook page. Yes, it was a nice lady. She'd been in this country for 30 years and just never been able to establish any credit, and we were able to help her out, and she was just, it was kind of a happy, teary situation.
I love this, yeah, because she's had to pay cash in the past and she found financing, and that's because you've got those options. I mean, you've talked about this before. You say, heck, I've got people in Washington State doing financing.
Absolutely. We got them all over the country. We, you know, we're in a bunch of credit union options. We got banks, finance companies, and we have helped out another young lady yesterday. She'd been a couple places and really wasn't happy with the way she was treated, and anyway, we managed to get her financed, and we got her financed with a credit union. She had limited credit, but we were able to get her a super-duper rate, so she was extremely happy also.
Absolutely. Give us directions to come out and check out that huge inventory and talk financing.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 724 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, tomorrow, they got a couple football games. Of course, Auburn starts the game early. Mm-hmm. Pre-game coverage starts at 10 here at FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, right after Prep Sports Report, and then kickoff at 11 tomorrow morning.
And then there's another game, I think a 2:30 game.
Yeah, straight out of the mountains in Tennessee,
yes.
Right out of Knoxville. This year, the Vols are hosting the third Saturday in October when Alabama comes to town. Alabama favored by a measly 28.5 points tomorrow.
No, but I mean, this is serious. When I said it earlier, I mean, as a tip of the hat, because I think if it wasn't for last week's game, that number would be higher.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because
Tennessee showed some.
If you do a little bit of math, Auburn was favored by 14 to mm-hmm. win over Tennessee. Now, of course, the favored teams don't always win, as we see week in and week out, and with Auburn last week.
Right.
But if Auburn was a 14-point favorite over Tennessee, and you have to figure Alabama would be at least, at this point, a 3-touchdown favorite over Auburn,
mm-hmm.
then I would think that Alabama would have been favored by at least 5 touchdowns over Tennessee. So I do think that the number that people are respecting the Vols a little bit more, but of course they're running into not a buzzsaw, but the buzzsaw in college football, and Alabama's won 11 in a row over Tennessee. Actually, it's been so long since Alabama lost to Tennessee that I've been using this article here for a couple years now. The last things that were going on in America.
So this is
when Tennessee
beat
Alabama.
Okay, so this was what was happening in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Last time.
This was back in 2006 when Tennessee beat Alabama 16-13. That was also in Knoxville. This was when there was no such thing as Instagram.
Okay.
MySpace was the number one social media outlet. People were adding their top 8 friends and their music that they liked onto the front page of their MySpace. Do you remember that show, Hannah Montana? Someone known as Miley Cyrus?
Yes.
She was 14 years old.
Holy
and Hannah
cow.
Montana was just debuting on the Disney Channel. Bobby Bowden was still the coach at FSU. Pete Carroll was still the coach at USC.
Oh, wow.
And a guy named Joe Paterno was coaching at Penn State.
Wow.
The number one hits in music, Hips Don't Lie and Justin Timberlake's Sexy Back. Those were the number one hits. Bob Riley was the governor of Alabama. And this was back when North Korea declared its first test of a nuclear weapon. Mike Shula was the coach at Alabama. And Philip Fulmer, who's now the AD at Tennessee, was still coaching at Tennessee. And back then, Alabama only had 12 national championships, Sean.
Yeah, that was those were different days back then.
I will say this.
So, I play this every year. Played it last hour. The audio from back in 2007 with Irvin Carney, as he was interviewed there in front of the student center in Tuscaloosa, and he was just giving his ideas. And I pay homage to this every year because I think it expresses what I can't express in my own words, his feelings about Tennessee.
All right, man, say what you've been saying, man. Why do you hate Tennessee?
Man, I hate Tennessee because, first of all, it's Tennessee. And I just hate them because they low down, mm-hmm. they dirty, mm-hmm. they some snitches.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate Philip Fulmer. Mm-hmm. I hate their colors. I'm not a dog person. I just hate Tennessee, man. Like, and I hate Neyland Stadium. It looks like a garbage truck worker convention. And I hate all their quarterbacks. I hate Tennessee, man.
Describe what you feel about their colors, too. I thought that was interesting.
It reminds me, it's not that orange that you can stand. See, I hate Tennessee more than I hate Auburn.
Preach.
I just dislike Auburn. I hate Tennessee. See, Tennessee's colors is that throw-up orange. It's not that orange that you can sit with. It's that puke inside of a pumpkin orange. And I don't like pumpkins. So I really don't like Tennessee, man. I can't stress that enough, man. And they losers. They sore losers because they're not Alabama. And
true.
I hate Tennessee, man.
Okay. True. So there you go. And as Dalton sips his drink out of his Tennessee
tumbler
and his Tennessee shirt in here. So they low down, they dirty, and they some snitches.
You could hear it in his voice when he stopped and he went, that was real hate.
That's my man, Irvin Carney. We'll be right back. Dr. Bill joins us, talks about the weekend weather.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Hurricane Michael is now blamed for 34 deaths across 4 states, according to the Associated Press. 24 people died in the Florida Panhandle. 6 deaths were reported in Virginia. North Carolina had 3 deaths and Georgia had 1. 2 people are charged with child cruelty in Pensacola after a young child was found trying to cross Gulf Beach Highway. The child was supposed to be in the care of James and Leslie Bailey, but according to the arrest report, she had blisters on her feet and had been hit with a whipping stick. When they went to her home, her bedroom was filthy, her toys locked in a closet, and the door handle to her bedroom was reversed so it could be locked from the outside. New research from AAA shows the death rate dramatically increases when teen drivers drivers have teen passengers.
They are often more likely to speed. They're more likely to interact with their cell phones.
In 2016, teen drivers were involved in more than 1 million police-reported crashes. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Are you a gun enthusiast? Do you have a large collection of valuables to protect and store? Only at Mike Ward's will you find large capacity safes in stock. The Liberty Colonial 50 holds up to 64 long guns. Need more space? This American Security holds up to 73 guns. Or step up to the Fort Knox and secure up to 100 long guns. Don't make the mistake of buying a safe that's too small. Let our knowledgeable staff help you. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, the right choice. I-65 at Moffett Road. Look for the giant yellow safe.
A caravan of refugees from Honduras is massed this morning at Mexico's southern border. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Mexico City today working with Mexico to stop the migrants from crossing through to the U.S. This as environmental groups have filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's use of waivers to speed up construction of a border wall. And Clayton Neville reports it's in the Lone Star State.
The lawsuit claims that the government's plans for Texas would threaten wildlife and damage animal sanctuaries. Brian Bird is with Defenders of Wildlife, one of the groups filing the suit.
We do not think that Congress has the authority to waive these laws under the Constitution.
The suit comes just a week after environmental laws were waived along a 20-plus mile stretch of border in the Rio Grande Valley.
The Boston Red Sox are going to the World Series after beating the Houston Astros last night 4-1. Stock futures are showing strong gains an hour before the opening bell, a day after another sell-off, the Dow up 120. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. China says it regrets the U.S. decision to leave the U.N. treaty that regulates international postage amid a worsening trade dispute between the world's top two economies. A foreign ministry spokesman says the move should not be linked to China, despite arguments that the arrangement benefits manufacturers from China and other countries by making it cheaper to ship packages from Beijing to New York than from San Francisco to the U.S. East Coast. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is investigating the writings and comments of Eric Blankenstein, a Republican appointee overseeing the agency's anti-discrimination efforts, in which he alleges that most hate crimes are fake and using racial epithets doesn't mean a person was racist. Blankenstein is in charge of all investigations into discrimination by banks and other financial companies. He's also one of the highest paid government employees, making more than $250,000 a year. Crude oil trading at $69.23 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at them every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
The 7th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale is going on now with incredible deals at Lumber Liquidators. We've got hundreds of floors on sale up to 50% off, in stock and ready to go. Save big on waterproof floors, all on sale from just 39 cents. Get wood look laminate flooring, all on sale up to 40% off. Pre-finished hardwood and bamboo starting at 99 cents, plus special financing. Stop by your local Lumber Liquidators store or visit lumberliquidators.com today.
I'm Judge Don Davis, Chief Election Officer of Mobile County, and I'm here to remind everyone that we have an election coming up. Mobile County's voting system has features which enhance the ability of persons with disabilities and persons who cannot read and write to participate in the election process. Remember, a voter can always make changes to a ballot or ask an election official for assistance before casting the ballot. So get out and vote. Remember, every vote counts.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So another morning in the 60s. I like this, and it's been dry here as of the last couple days. What's our Friday and the weekend hold for us?
Well, we're going to start out some nice weather today. A little bit above normal, though, in temperature. Perhaps up to about 85 this afternoon, but we should have plenty of sunshine. There's just a slight chance we could see a shower develop this afternoon as the wind becomes southeasterly. Now, tonight, a slight chance of an evening shower, And the low tonight will be in the upper 60s. So a little warmer tonight because of the wind out of the south and southwest, and we could see some fog develop late tonight. Now for the weekend, Saturday will be partly cloudy. We've got a chance of some showers tomorrow because a strong cold front will be moving down through Alabama tomorrow. We'll see a high about 82 degrees, but then the wind will switch around to the northwest and we're going to cool down quite a bit tomorrow night. It'll be partly cloudy tomorrow night in the mid-50s. And then on Sunday, as the cool spell really takes over, it'll be sunny, 72 for the high on Sunday. And then we'll cool down to about 47 to 48 degrees for Sunday night. Monday, another nice day, mostly sunny, about 75 degrees. But then the middle of next week, we're going to have a good chance for some shower activity. And temperatures will stay at the cool side in the 70s, but we're going to see moisture kind of overrun the cool air. And that's going to give us cloudy skies for Tuesday and Wednesday, with a good chance for showers. And as I mentioned, temperatures will be in the 70s.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? You watching anything there?
Yeah, it's looking good right now. Just a few showers across the Caribbean. We do have a tropical wave coming off the African coast, but conditions are just not favorable for any organization at this time.
All right, I like that. And so the weekend is here. I mean, we've got Greek Fest going on. We've got great events going on throughout the week. Of course, there's some football games going on as well. The Havana Rays event happening. All these things happening this weekend. So people are looking towards your weekend weather scale to make their plans. So let's do it. Our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale lays somewhere between 1 and 2, Dr. Bill. What do you say?
Well, we're looking at a few showers tomorrow, but not a washout. So we'll still have partly cloudy skies. So I mean, some sunshine. But then nice, dry, and cool weather for Sunday. So put it all together, I'll go with a 1.8520.
Well, now we're back-to-back 1.8s last Friday and this Friday, 1.8s. That's good stuff.
Looks good, really. And, of course, the best day will be Sunday, in which the high only 72.
Sign me up. You know I love it. Thank you, Dr. Bill. I appreciate it. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
64 now at FM Talk 106.5. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Benson Tubbs Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still there at Highway 90 and Hamilton Road. That's an accident with entries. Also, state troopers there at Highway 188 and Grand Bay at McKee Road. As traffic's building along 98 Fairhope and Daphne, also northbound 65, state troopers are there between Pritchard and Saraland. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festivals. They present celebrations from around the world coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Tasting exotic cuisine and check out some amazing entertainment. See them at MobileInternationalFestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama, by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. All right, 7:38, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, and time to check headlines. And headlines talking about no beer, no alcohol sales in the hurricane zone.
What? Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A traffic accident in Baldwin County turns fatal. Our news partners at WKRG are reporting this morning that a woman has died after being hit by a truck in Loxley. The victim, who has not been identified as of yet, was in the eastbound lanes of I-10, very close to mile marker 43, around 10:30 Thursday night when the accident happened. Once we get more information, we will continue to keep you posted, but right now this investigation, we know, is still ongoing. As cleanup efforts continue post-Hurricane Michael, alcohol sales will not. Alcohol will not be sold in at least two Florida counties. The Gulf County spokesperson says the ban went into effect on Monday as stores started to open up once again for business, saying, quote, Sheriff Mike Harrison feels like people need to not focus on drinking. Everyone's upset. We need to not compound this situation with alcohol. Bay County, of course, home to hard-hit Panama City and Mexico Beach, have also banned alcohol sales sales until the current state of emergency expires. 35 Florida counties remain under a state of emergency as relief efforts come. Those include airdrops of food and water. More than 1,200 people remain in public shelters. More than 87,000 people still without power in the Central Florida Panhandle. And then there's also this. The state is also setting up a large base camp for up to 1,000 first responders and utility workers on the grounds of the Tallahassee Regional Airport. Boil water notices remain in effect for 45 Panhandle communities, and schools in multiple counties remain closed until further notice. They are Bay, Jackson, Liberty, Washington, and Calhoun counties. Schools in Franklin, Holmes, and Gadsden, they are set to reopen this week, while Gulf County schools have a tentative start back date of November 5th. Florida State University's Panama City campus and Gulf Coast State College are also closed until further notice. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day, he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, Dave, now what are you gonna do? Said, Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go. So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Some AT&T customers may not be able to use their landline phone to call 911 this morning. An outage has been reported in the Cantonment area. Cell phones are not affected by the outage. Visitation is tonight for a beloved Faith Academy employee killed in a hit-and-run crash earlier this week. The wake for Charlotte Skoda is from 5 to 8 this evening at Life Church, located right across from Faith Academy. The funeral is also at Life Church. It begins tomorrow morning at 10. The man who police say hit and killed Skoda remains hospitalized this morning. Once released, Bailey Hobson will be booked into Mobile Metro Jail. It's time for Greek Fest in downtown Mobile. The festival runs through tomorrow at Annunciation Greek Church on South Ann Street. Admission is $5. A weekend pass is $12. And happening tomorrow, your chance to be on the CBS reality show Survivor. The casting call at OWA and Foley begins at 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, 744 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Boston Red Sox are headed to the World Series after defeating the Houston Astros last night 4-1 to win Game 5 and the American League Championship Series. David Price pitched 6 scoreless innings for Boston, allowing only 3 hits and striking out 9. Red Sox slugger J.D. Martinez hit a third-inning home run off of Houston ace Justin Verlander to give Boston the early lead.
The 1-2 is deep in the left field, and J.D. Martinez with a home run.
Then in the third inning, Rafael Devers hit a 3-run shot off of Verlander for Devers' first home run of the postseason.
In the air, left field. That is hit well. Got some carry to it. That's going to fly.
After losing the series opener at home, Boston won 4 games in a row, including 3 straight over Houston, to improve to 5-0 on the road in these playoffs. Or I should say 3 in a row in Houston to improve to 5-0 on the road in these playoffs. This will be the Red Sox' first time playing in the World Series since they won it all back in 2013. Tonight, Game 6 of the NLCS, when the Milwaukee Brewers try to stave off elimination, hosting the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers currently lead the best-of-7 series 3-2, so they could wrap it up tonight. First pitch is set for 7:39 on Fox Sports 1. And if it is L.A., I would have to imagine Los Angeles versus Boston, probably going to be a pretty good ratings on those World Series games. In the NBA, LeBron James scored 26 points in his debut with the L.A. Lakers, but the Lakers would lose the first game of their season in Portland to the Trailblazers, 128-119.
We had some good, we had some bad, which is as expected for game one.
Damian Lillard had 28 points, and Nick Stauskas came off the bench to score 24 for Portland. They won their 18th straight home opener. That extended an NBA record and was the Blazers' 16th straight victory over the Lakers. In other games, Miami beat Washington 113-112, and Philadelphia crushed Chicago 127-108. In the NFL, the Denver Broncos defense dominated the Arizona Cardinals, and Denver rolled to a 45-10 win. That moves their record this season to 3 wins and 4 losses. The Broncos defense intercepted Cardinals rookie quarterback Josh Rosen 3 times, returned 2 of those for touchdowns, and also forced 2 fumbles. Receiver Emmanuel Sanders threw and caught a touchdown to go with 102 yards receiving for the Broncos. Tomorrow, another great lineup of games in college football. In the SEC, it all starts at 11 o'clock when Auburn travels to play at Ole Miss. The Tigers are favored by 3.5 after losing 2 games in a row. And that game will air right here on FM Talk 106.5. Like I said, kickoff at 11. The pregame show will start at 10 a.m. following Prep Sports Report. Also at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, Arkansas hosts Tulsa. Razorbacks are favored to win by 7. Then at 2:30 on CBS, number 1-ranked Alabama plays in Knoxville against the Tennessee Vols. The Crimson Tide are favored to win by 28.5 points. They've won 11 in a row over Tennessee. At 3 o'clock, Missouri hosts Memphis. The Tigers are, well, I guess they're both the Tigers, but the Missouri Tigers are favored to win by 9.5 points. Then at 6 o'clock, a top 25 SEC matchup with the number 5-ranked LSU Tigers hosting number 22 Mississippi State. LSU favored to win by 6.5 after that big win over Georgia last weekend. Then at 6:30 to wrap up the SEC slate, number 14 Kentucky hosts Vanderbilt. The Wildcats are favored to win by 11.5. There are 3 more top 25 matchups set for tomorrow. At 2:30, the undefeated and 16th ranked NC State Wolfpack travel to play undefeated and 3rd ranked Clemson. Kickoff is at 2:30. And then 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, number 6-ranked Michigan plays at number 24 Michigan State. And at 6:30 tomorrow night, a Pac-12 matchup with number 25 Washington State hosting 12th-ranked Oregon.
Go Spartos.
7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find them right here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. There's a slight chance of a shower with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, a slight chance of an evening shower, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered showers with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Live and enjoy Mobile Bay. A developer's big loss can be your big gain Saturday, October 27th. Listen to this opportunity. On a 2-acre waterfront with covered boat docks on Mobile Bay, just $39.99, only minutes from downtown. The cost of the roads and improvements alone were more than the selling price set for these premium waterfront properties. 2 acres, $39.9, that's pennies on the dollar. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, and heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water, beats working in the backyard. 2 acres on the water with covered boat docks at a bargain price, one day only sale, Saturday, October 27th. Only 8 lots available. Don't delay. You'll love what you see. Excellent financing available. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center now, we've got the delays northbound 65 near Dolphin Street. We've got an accident with injuries. Be careful, fire department on the scene. 90 in Hamilton Boulevard and in Grand Bay at 188 in McGehee Road. They're still wrapping up another accident with injuries as traffic looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 752 FM Talk 106.5. On the way, we'll talk to Alec Damon and find out what's cooking. I can tell you this. What's cooking at the Original Oyster House? The best seafood on the Gulf Coast. Not only reviewed here locally, but national magazines, websites, all talking about the Original Oyster House and the fantastic seafood. They do have some non-seafood items on there. I've heard legend of. I've never actually... I can't get on here and tell you, oh, yeah, I've had them. I never have. But I know they're there, and I know people that get them and like them. So they have those on there as well. And they also have a gigantic salad bar. I always get Cecilia there. It's like, Sean, you don't talk about the salad bar. I don't. I will tell you all, they have a fantastic salad bar. I walk past the salad bar. I love salad. Mm-hmm. I'm a salad guy. But when I'm at the Original Oyster House, I kind of zoned in on the seafood. So,
but saying there's a time and place.
That is correct. But they do have a fantastic salad bar as well. And more details on their website, originaloysterhouse.com. A reminder, too, the Causeway location, 699 apps, dollar off drafts every Monday through Thursday from 5 to 7 in the evening. 752 and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Lieutenant General Laura J. Richardson is making history in the U.S. Army and worldwide, and she has Alabama ties. Richardson will soon lead the U.S. Army Forces Command, making her the first woman to hold such a position. It's known as ForceCom. It's the largest command in the U.S. Army, representing 776,000 soldiers and 96,000 civilians. ForceCom is responsible for training and preparing active, reserve, and National Guard combatant commanders around the world. The Lieutenant General is a Colorado native and helicopter pilot. She attended the Aviation Officer Advanced Course at Fort Rucker here in Alabama from 1991 to 1992. She then went on to become a company commander in the 1st Battalion, 158th Aviation Regiment, before going on to be a trainer at the Battle Command Training Program at Fort Leavenworth and executive officer of the 9th Battalion, 101st Aviation Regiment. Richardson has also served as a military aide to Vice President Al Gore. She was the first female deputy commanding general for the 1st Cavalry Division in 2012. Lieutenant General also served as appointed deputy commander for ForceCom most recently. Lieutenant General Richardson joined the Army in 1986 and earned her pilot's license at the age of 16. The city of Mobile buzzing now that a Hollywood actor has been spotted around town taking pictures with excited and surprised fans. 28-year-old Australian-born actor Liam Hemsworth ate dinner at Roy Thai Cuisine on Government Street in Mobile Tuesday night. When he walked in just before 7 p.m., his waitress, Ginny Wilcutt, says she immediately knew who he was because, quote, I have two daughters and they both have crushes on him. Hemsworth is said to be filming a movie with the working title of Arkansas that's reportedly about the drug trade. He's also been spotted at Sunflower Cafe in Fairhope, Hot Wheels Skate Center in Daphne, and Foy Superfoods in Mobile. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
754 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Friday. Talking more football next hour. Phil Savage joins us, but right now our buddy Alec Damon joins us live from Panama City, where he has been for a week or so now, feeding folks in the hurricane recovery effort. Alec, thanks for joining us, and thanks for what you're doing over there.
Well, thank you, buddy. I'm happy. I'm glad I got a signal. We just got a signal yesterday. We didn't have communications for a whole week down here. I've seen the devastation firsthand. I'm going to tell you, I've done a lot of disaster work for the past 30 years as a first responder in food service. This is probably the worst I've seen yet, just from the direct hit of the storm. Buildings are gone, shopping centers are gone. You know, the water system, we didn't have water for the first several days, and of course the power's slowly coming back on. A lot of physical damage down here. Sorry for all the noise in my background. I've got generators all around me, and I got people all around me, so I hope you can hear me well.
No, I can hear you just fine. And talk about, so you went over here over a week ago, you get in, and you're talking about power coming on slowly, but, you couldn't get a cell signal until you last week. And what have you seen here that you can describe to us back in Mobile? You're talking about the devastation. We've seen the pictures. I see the trees down seem to remind me of pictures of Mobile after Frederick. Is it like that with the trees, or is it worse?
Yeah, it's a lot like that, except we had about 100-mile-an-hour winds, I guess, with Frederick back in 79. But these winds came in at 150 miles an hour, and it took whole shopping centers right slap just down to the foundation.
Wow.
It took houses completely gone. You don't even know there was, it just looks vacant. Of course, trees and damage everywhere. And the power system, you know, a lot of damage to the grid as well as the transformers. One group told me they had 300 poles to put up, and it took them a week just to get 70 poles put up because so much stuff had to be removed just to get their trucks and stuff into where they could run the lines and the poles, you know, and that kind of stuff. But the community comes together in these times, which is a great thing. We're actually at a base camp here in Panama City where we're servicing and feeding the utility workers and a lot of the support crews and the first responder crew, medical people and all that. But then the Feeding the Gulf Coast Food Bank has multiple locations down here in the parking lots of different shopping centers, and they're giving away hundreds of thousands of cases of bottled water, bags of food, canned goods, stuff that they can, you know, heat and serve, but there's no power, so they, you know, it's a little bit, they're giving away instant, MREs and all that stuff. A lot of candy and a sausage, whatever, can be consumed, you know, so the food bank is down there doing a great job. They're running about 10 trucks a day down here. So support, if you want to make a donation, you can go to the feedingthegulfcoast.com or .org. And make a donation, $10, $15, $25, I don't care, $5,000. I ran a little campaign on Naaman's Catering's Facebook page. You can go to Naaman's Catering, and you'll see it on my page, and you can click the donate button and donate $10 or whatever. I think I've raised about $3,400 so far in a couple of days for the food bank. That just helps them continue to procure the bottled waters and food that they can continue to give out to the, I mean, people don't have a place to live, I'm telling you. It's really rough down here. But God bless. I mean, you know, there's a few lives lost, of course, which is very sad to say. But many lives were spared because they followed the proper instructions to get out of the way of the storm. And they did. They just don't have nothing to come back to. That's the sad part. But nice. Keep them in your prayers. And, prayers is always the secret in my book.
That's for sure.
And you know, I need my Jags to win a game. I got to tell you, I haven't been able to watch TV. I don't have no TV or nothing like that. So y'all got to, my Jags got to win one for me now, okay? I'm telling you, got to give me a gold Jags, okay?
All right. Alec, we thank you for what you're doing, and we'll put links up to those places for people to give and help out. Our buddy Alec Naaman checking in from Panama City, and we'll be right back. Hour number 3 coming up next.